Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Tiny Habits by BJ Fogg, a compelling exploration of how small changes can lead to significant life improvements. Published in 2019, this insightful book presents the idea that making tiny, manageable adjustments in your daily routine can lead to lasting habits that transform your life. For instance, if your goal is to improve fitness, start with just 2 push-ups a day. Or, to increase mindfulness, take a deep breath every time you shut your car door. These small steps are easy to adopt and gradually rewire your brain, making new habits as natural as your morning coffee. BJ Fogg, a renowned behavioral analyst and the founder of the Behavior Design Lab at Stanford University, brings his extensive expertise in persuasive technologies and behavior design to the fore in Tiny Habits. This book, his 5th, provides a practical framework for understanding and harnessing the tiny changes that lead to profound transformations. Tiny Habits is ideal for individuals eager to conquer their world one small step at a time, those struggling to maintain New Year's resolutions, and anyone interested in the intricacies of habit formation and personal development. Join us as we unpack how to start small to achieve big with Tiny Habits. Tiny Habits, the small changes that change everything. Introduction. Discover the power of small changes. Transform your life with tiny habits. Imagine trying to start a fire. You could gather a massive pile of logs and expect a single match to set it all ablaze in one go. Sounds quite challenging, right? Similarly, when we set out to transform our lives overnight with monumental goals, like an intense 2-hour daily gym session from zero activity, we're setting ourselves up for a challenge that might just be too big to ignite. Stanford's behavioral expert, BJ Fogg, shines a light on a more manageable approach. According to him, the secret isn't in making huge leaps, but rather in initiating tiny, achievable habits. Instead of uprooting our lives for a transformation, Fogg suggests integrating minuscule, almost effortless changes into our existing routines. In our daily hustle, it's easy to overcommit. The excitement of a new year or a fresh start prompts us to make drastic changes. But as the novelty wears off, so does our willpower. Suddenly, those ambitious changes aren't just difficult, they feel impossible. And before we know it, we're back to our old ways, feeling defeated. But what if sustaining change could be simpler and less daunting? Fogg introduces the concept of tiny habits. Small actions that can be effortlessly incorporated into our daily lives. These don't require immense willpower or motivation because they're so simple and intertwined with our current routines that they almost happen automatically. For instance, instead of planning to run 5 miles a day, what if you start with just putting on your running shoes after breakfast? This small action is a tiny habit that sets the stage for more substantial changes. Throughout this exploration, we will uncover why relying solely on motivation and willpower is a setup for disappointment. How certain prompts can either kickstart or hinder our habits. The importance of anchoring new tiny behaviors within our established routines to ensure they stick. Welcome then to the world of tiny habits, where monumental changes begin with the smallest steps. Part 1. Embrace simplicity in change. A modern pathway to self-improvement. It's a universal truth. Everyone has areas in their lives they dream of improving. Whether it's getting in shape, boosting productivity, or unleashing creativity, the desire for personal betterment remains a constant. Yet, despite this common aspiration, a raft of statistics on health and lifestyle suggests a stark disconnect between our ambitions and our actions. Are we simply lacking in willpower? Quite the contrary. The key insight here is subtle yet profound. Creating positive change might be easier than you think, but it often demands a rethinking of our usual strategies. Perhaps you've faced disappointment in trying to develop a new habit and blamed your lack of discipline or motivation. This typical response, however, overlooks a critical piece of the puzzle. It's not exclusively about your motivation. Research suggests that there are other, more impactful factors at play when it comes to behavior change. Essentially, you're not the problem. The traditional approach to change is. Consider this analogy. If you were assembling furniture and found that the instructions were confusing and pieces were missing, would you blame yourself when the project failed? Unlikely. Rather, you'd recognize that the issue lies with the product and its instructions, not with your assembly skills. Similarly, when our efforts at self-improvement flounder, it's often due to flawed methodologies and not personal failings. So, how do we adjust our approach for better outcomes? First, let go of self-blame. If you've struggled to implement change in the past, it's probable that the tactics you employed weren't aligned with how behavioral change genuinely functions. Ditching outdated, unscientific advice is a pivotal first step. Next, reframe your goals into smaller, actionable steps. This method isn't merely theoretical, it's grounded in extensive research and real-world application. The Stanford Behavior Design Lab under BJ Fogg has extensively studied this approach, rigorously testing and honing it with over 40,000 participants. Shifting from monumental, sweeping changes to incremental, manageable actions not only brings clarity, but also sets the stage for enduring transformation. Ready to reshape your approach to personal growth? Let's explore these pragmatic insights and see where they can lead us. Part 2. Embracing minimalism for maximal change. Imagine setting an ambitious goal to overhaul your lifestyle, cooking a fresh, nutritious meal every evening, writing in a gratitude journal daily, and taking a brisk run at dawn. Sounds enriching, right? But also a bit overwhelming. Thankfully, there's a resilient strategy that can support you in adopting these changes without the burden of feeling overwhelmed. Here's the essential insight. To achieve enduring, meaningful change, think smaller, not bigger. Let's debunk a common myth right from the start, the information-action fallacy. This is the belief that people will change their behavior simply because they have new information. Although it's a comforting thought, experience shows that mere knowledge is seldom enough to spur action. So, what triggers a real transformation? Exploring various research avenues in habit formation, three significant drivers emerge: unexpected revelations, epiphanies, modifications in one's environment, and tiny practical adjustments to established habits. Epiphanies are rare and unpredictable, making them unreliable for deliberate change. While altering your environment can be beneficial, it often requires changes that are out of your immediate control. This leaves us with the third driver: tiny habits. These are diminutive actions, require mere seconds to complete, and serve as the bedrock for more significant behavioral change. Tiny habits, such as flossing just one tooth, simplify change by making it almost laughably easy to succeed. Completions reinforce satisfaction, which in turn fuels motivation, thereby establishing a self-perpetuating cycle that gradually cements the new habit. Instead of scrutinizing specific habits, the insight here shifts towards a strategy designed to anchor any habit effectively. But before diving deeper into the mechanics, let us illustrate with a practical example known as the Maui habit. Named after the enchanting Hawaiian island, the Maui habit involves beginning each day with a simple affirmation. Upon waking and stepping onto the floor, you say, "It's going to be a great day." This phrase is not just words but a cue to stir optimism and positivity, setting a hopeful tone for the day, regardless of the challenges it may bring. This seemingly minor habit encapsulates the essence of tiny habits, slight but powerful. It underscores that even in tough times, the prospect of a good day remains within reach, if only by a sliver. Through such small, manageable actions, substantial and sustained change is not just possible, it's within immediate reach. Part 3. Unlocking behavior change through motivation, ability, and prompts. Understanding what drives us to act can sometimes feel like dissecting the mechanics of a clock, intricate and complex. Yet, at the heart of every decision and action, there are fundamentally just three elements that dictate whether we will or will not do something. Here is a pivotal concept. Human behavior is fundamentally driven by three key variables: motivation, ability, and prompts. These three factors are the engines behind all our actions, from the mundane to the significant. Motivation pertains to your desire or reasons for doing something. Ability refers to how easy or difficult the action is for you to perform. Lastly, prompts are the signals or triggers that propel you to act. Understanding how these elements interact can drastically improve how you approach behavior change. Take a compelling example from recent history. In 2010, the American Red Cross mobilized an incredible sum of money quickly to aid Haiti after a catastrophic earthquake. Their success boiled down to manipulating these three behavior-driving elements effectively. Firstly, the global awareness of Haiti's dire situation after the earthquake spiked public motivation to help. Secondly, the Red Cross made donating exceptionally easy. People could contribute by simply responding to a text message. This ease fulfilled the ability component. Finally, by sending out SMS messages, they created a direct and immediate prompt that caught people's attention exactly when they were most receptive. This trifecta of motivation, ability, and prompt not only facilitated generous donations, but also exemplifies how behavior can be orchestrated. On the more routine end of the spectrum, consider the common habit of checking social media first thing in the morning. The motivation is the pleasure or engagement we get from the updates. The ability factor is high too, as our phones are typically within arm's reach upon waking. The prompt is the phone itself, often used as an alarm, making it the first thing we grab each morning. These examples underline a core principle. The simpler and more aligned these three elements are, the more likely a behavior will occur. Conversely, by understanding and adjusting these elements, you can also strategically decrease undesirable behaviors and foster beneficial ones. As we continue, we will further explore how these insights can be applied not just to understanding habits, but to actively shaping them to craft a life that aligns with your aspirations. Part 4. Why lasting change goes beyond the spark of motivation. Picture this. Every year, over 100 million eager learners enroll in online courses, yet only a mere 10% see it through to graduation. The remaining 90%, much like those who amass unused gym memberships and gather unutilized kitchen gadgets, fall victim to a prevalent misconception. They relied too heavily on a fleeting surge of motivation, believing it would carry them through to their goals. The key takeaway is this: while motivation can ignite a significant singular achievement, it is not sufficient to sustain long-term change. Indeed, motivation is powerful. It can propel an unfit traveler to dash across an airport to catch a flight, or inspire someone to make a dramatic career leap. In moments of high stakes or intense desire, motivation can prompt extraordinary, though singular, actions. However, the reality of consistent day-to-day life change is markedly different. It's here that many falter, focusing solely on lofty, future-oriented aspirations such as cutting down screen time, cultivating patience, or achieving a weight loss target. These goals, while commendable, are distant outcomes. They outline what to achieve, but not how to achieve it. Let's be clear. Motivation alone, without a concrete plan, is like wishing to instantly lower your blood glucose by 10%, a task that's simply unfeasible in the spur of the moment. Motivation might get you excited about the idea, but without actionable steps, the goal remains unreachable. This highlights why behavior is the critical bridge between the present and your desired future. Take, for instance, the common financial advice of maintaining an emergency fund. It's a prudent long-term financial goal, but how does one realistically build toward it? Not by magically summoning $500, but by integrating small, manageable financial behaviors, like downsizing your cable subscription or regularly adding loose change to a savings jar. These behaviors are actionable now. You don't need to wait until you feel an enormous wave of motivation. You can simply start. And it's through these repeatable actions, done consistently over time, that profound, lasting change gradually occurs. So, while motivation might kickstart your journey, remember that the real path to sustained transformation is paved with practical, daily behaviors that you can start implementing today. Part 5. Unlock the power of simplicity to establish new habits. When Instagram burst onto the scene in 2010, it wasn't just the allure of sharing that captured millions of users. It was also the platform's incredible simplicity. Instagram's founders understood that while the desire to post photos was there, no service had yet made it supremely easy. With just a few clicks, users could snap, upload, and share a photo, making the app irresistibly convenient. Fast forward 18 months from its launch, and Instagram was acquired for a whopping $1 billion, showcasing the immense value of ease in adopting new technologies. The principle here is clear. The easier a habit is to perform, the more likely you are to adopt it. This is particularly useful when designing tiny habits, where simplicity should be the cornerstone. To enhance the ease of adopting a new behavior, it's important to identify and address factors that make it difficult, such as time constraints, financial costs, physical limitations, mental energy, or scheduling conflicts. Take the example of incorporating daily push-ups into your routine to enhance your fitness. Time and cost likely aren't obstacles here. It doesn't take long to do push-ups, and they're free. The real challenges might lie in physical capability and mental enthusiasm. If the thought of doing 20 push-ups feels daunting, due to a lack of strength or the perception that push-ups are a chore, the habit may be hard to sustain. However, shifting the goal to something more achievable, like 2 wall push-ups a day, changes the dynamics. This task requires significantly less physical strength and mental energy. It's not only easy to start, but also to continue daily, significantly increasing the likelihood of the habit sticking. Thus, by lowering the complexity and effort needed for a new habit, you boost your ability to perform it regularly. This approach ensures that on days when motivation is low, which, as we know, can often be the case, the simplicity of the action itself encourages consistency. In the end, the takeaway is that simplifying actions to the point where they require minimal effort is a powerful strategy in habit formation. By making a habit as easy as possible, you pave the way for it to become a natural part of your daily life. Part 6. Leverage daily prompts to initiate desired behaviors. Every day, your environment and internal cues constantly nudge you towards specific behaviors. An empty stomach groans as a reminder to eat, while a green traffic light signals it's time to drive forward. These cues or prompts play an instrumental role in dictating actions, often without you even realizing their influence. This subtle but powerful mechanism offers an opportunity to strategically embed positive habits into your life. Here's a crucial insight. By intentionally designing prompts, you can trigger the behaviors you wish to adopt. In daily life, you encounter various prompts, many of which might not be optimally designed. Consider the snooze button on an alarm clock, often larger and more accessible than the button to turn the alarm off, subtly encouraging extra sleep instead of waking up. This illustrates a poorly designed contextual prompt within your environment. Then there are personal prompts, internal signals that drive behavior. The urge to use the restroom from a full bladder is an automatic internal prompt that reliably triggers action. However, not all the reminders we need are naturally built in, like remembering to send a birthday card or pick up laundry. One of the most efficient ways to instigate new habits is through action prompts. Action prompts are pre-existing behaviors that can seamlessly introduce new actions. They are potent tools for forming tiny habits because they capitalize on routines already ingrained in your daily life. For example, the author linked his fitness goal to an incredibly consistent daily behavior, using the bathroom. He committed to doing 2 push-ups every time he flushed the toilet. This pairing turned a routine activity into a reliable trigger for exercise, and years later, it remains a sturdy habit. Depending on his daily water intake, this could mean up to 50 push-ups in a day. The strength of action prompts lies in their ability to piggyback on established behaviors. Simple activities like boiling water, dropping off children at school, or hanging up your coat are all opportunities to anchor a new, positive habit. With little effort, These everyday actions can automatically trigger behaviors like exercising, meditating, or expressing gratitude. While it might seem that any routine action could serve as a prompt, not all will be equally effective. The upcoming discussions will delve into identifying the most potent prompts that can seamlessly integrate into and enhance your personal habits, ensuring your chosen behaviors become as automatic as turning off a morning alarm. Part 7. Strategically placing action prompts for effective habit formation. Consider action prompts as the anchors that keep your behavioral ship from aimlessly drifting through the sea of daily routine. However, setting these anchors doesn't just happen anywhere. It requires deliberate placement within the most stable parts of your life, ensuring they hold firm and serve their function. The guiding principle here is, when designing your action prompts, consider location, frequency, and thematic relevance. Firstly, location plays a critical role. For example, should you decide to integrate push-ups into your day using a bathroom prompt, it works perfectly if you are frequently home. However, for office workers, another location-based prompt may be necessary. Next, consider the frequency of the behavior you aim to establish. If your goal is to reflect on upcoming tasks daily, align this habit with an activity that happens once daily, like a morning ritual or a commute routine. Conversely, if you're aiming to hydrate more throughout the day, choose a prompt occurring several times, like every time you answer an email, take a sip of water. Moreover, thematic linkage can greatly enhance the connection between the prompt and the desired behavior. For instance, if you want to ensure you drink water regularly, linking this habit to another care-based action, like watering a plant, can solidify the routine. Each action under the theme of care reinforces the importance of nurturing, whether it's for your plant or your body. On the other hand, misaligned themes can disrupt habit formation. For example, pairing toothbrushing with garage sweeping lacks thematic and practical connection, making it unlikely for a new habit to take root. Sometimes the right combinations are clear. If you want to floss more, doing so right after brushing your teeth is natural, but for less obvious habits, setting up the right prompts might require some experimentation. One evening, the author experimented with a nighttime routine of mindful breathing when his head hit the pillow, a seemingly perfect time. However, it didn't deliver the intended benefits. Switching this moment to reflect on something he was grateful for each evening turned out to be much more effective, offering the pleasant psychological reward he was seeking. Through trial and error with varying actions and prompts, you'll improve your skill in habit crafting. Each successful link provides a little burst of happiness, a happy zing that not only feels good, but confirms you're on the right path toward achieving your broader goals. Engage fully in this process of discovery, and you will find that these principles not only make sense theoretically, but also bring about tangible changes in your daily life. Final summary. The underlying message from these insights is that the traditional view of change, relying heavily on willpower, is not just oversimplified, it's often ineffective. To foster lasting change, the secret lies in starting with small, manageable steps rather than overwhelming oneself with grand ambitions. Human behavior is predominantly influenced by our motivations and our capacity to act. We naturally gravitate toward tasks that are within our reach, opting for the low-hanging fruit that doesn't require immense effort. This inclination is fundamental to the concept of tiny habits. By designing habits that are straightforward and easy to incorporate into your daily routine, you significantly increase the likelihood of their adoption and endurance. In essence, the simpler the task, the more probable it is that you will consistently perform it. This practical approach dismantles the myth that change must be hard and highlights a more accessible and sustainable pathway to improving your habits and ultimately your life. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.